Hello.
Hello, is this Heather?
Yep.
Hi, Heather. My name is Tim Sales. Did you order a package called I Got There, You Can Too? From a TV commercial, perhaps?
I'm sorry, what was it?
It was called I Got There, You Can Too. It was a package. It was free. I think there was some shipping or something like that attached to it. But
Hold on, because someone's on the other line and I can't hear.
Okay.
Okay. Can you repeat that one more time?
You bet. I'm sorry. It was a TV commercial called I Got There, You Can Too. And then you would have gone to a website, something like forfreekit.com, and ordered a package. You don't know what in the world I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Hey, this is Tim.
Hey, did someone just call this number?
Yes, I just called this number. Are you Julie?
Yes.
Hi, Julie. My name is Tim Sales. Did you order a package called I Got There, You Can Too?
No.
I'm not busting you, don't worry.
I don't even have a credit card.
Okay. All right. I got your number and I got your name because you ordered something from a package called I Got There, You Can Too off of something. There's a website like forfreekit.com.
Unless someone used me, I'm not sure.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is this Ken?
I am he.
All right. I'm he. I'm Tim. I'm calling to find out if you ordered a package called I Got There, You Can Too from a TV commercial.
Wow. Jeepers.
Test question. Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah. It doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't ring a bell. You would have gone to a website, something like forfreekit.com, something like that.
Hey, you know what? I was there yesterday, and they had me jump through so many hoops, I decided not to have to go through all that. Is it free?
It is free. I think there was like $3 or $4 to shipping, but what was it that caused you to be interested, even if to a degree of looking through the stuff?
There was something about winning a free digital camera, getting a free digital camera, something like that. I gave my email address, and last night I got a whole bunch of email, of junk email, and I'm furious. I'm absolutely furious. How dare you do that to my email address?
Okay, well, I didn't do that to your email address.
Well, whoever it was, man.
Yeah, I got it. Obviously,
so what is the deal? So you call with? You caught me at a bad time here. Can you give me a call back tomorrow afternoon?
You bet I can. Sorry I bothered you, man.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, I think you can now tell the difference between a good and a bad lead. All right, let's move on. Now, as it relates to buying leads and advertising in newspapers, things like that, it's important for you to budget your time and money effectively. The reason I recommend buying leads is that it gives you the greatest return on your money and time. Here's how I personally budgeted my money in the very beginning. Obviously, being on a military salary didn't leave me a lot of money to spend on my business, but that was okay. Everyone starts somewhere. I started out budgeting about $400 a month of my military income towards promoting my business. Primarily, that was newspaper ads. I didn't know of lead sources back then. Today, if I had it to do over, I would put about $300 a month towards leads. The remaining $100 I would put towards presentation tools and meeting costs. Do not spend your profits, though. Invest them into more promotion. That was one of the really smart things that I did all along. Whenever I made profits in my business, I put all of it towards promoting my business. So that's newspaper advertising and purchasing leads. Now let's talk about networking.